From the News Talk 1290 newsroom, here is Lindsay Barnett.
Good morning. It's 10:30. A mix of sun and cloud today. Right now, it's 19 degrees. China Drive, crash-free inside the city right now, but keep in mind, Dundas is closed today from Richmond to Talbot. The LTC buses will be detoured in that area, and Dundas in the east end of the city will be slow going again today, paving operations all the way to Shaw Side Road. If you see anything on your drive that we should know about, give us a call in the newsroom at 686-6397. The new Democrat Party has taken out an ad in the London Free Press. It's designed to imitate a legitimate poll indicating the NDP is in the leading, which in fact the latest poll indicates the Conservatives are leading. The new Democrats even go so far as to place the ad right on the front page, imitating a London Free Press news headline. New Democrat leader Andrea Horvath spoke to CJBK's Andy Udman.
Polls are polls. The most important poll is the one that happens on election day. And what we want to make sure is that people don't sleepwalk through the next 2 days and either forget to vote or you know, don't bother voting. We want to make sure that people are aware of the election and that they're motivated to go out and vote. And that's what this is all about.
It seems like every day, Kathleen Wynne's Liberals are apologizing for something they've done to you.
And I am very sorry. I'm very sorry for that. People of Ontario need to hear that I'm sorry, because I am sorry.
Spending scandals, cover-ups, tax increases, rising electricity bills, healthcare delays.
And it's important not just for this issue, it's important going forward. So I'm sorry about this.
What will Kathleen Wynne's Liberals be sorry for tomorrow? Don't wait to find out. In the coming provincial by-election, elect Al Gretzky to be your MPP in London West.
My name is Al Gretzky, and I am your Freedom Party candidate in the provincial by-election in London West.
Elect Al Gretzky, because voting for Al Gretzky means never having to hear.
And I am very sorry. I'm sorry. That's what I'm able to offer.
This message has been paid for by the Freedom Party of Ontario.
You're listening to London Today with Andy Udman. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can email londontoday@cjbk.com or call 519-643-1290.
I was completely taken aback by it. It's not true. I thought it was true when I first read it. I turned the radio on, realized it wasn't true. I don't like it.
What did the ad say to you when you...
I wanted to vote NDP, and now I can't, and I'm furious about it.
And I'll make this very brief. Ask Andrea if the news is for sale now.
Okay.
Because this is absolute nonsense. You shouldn't be doing that. I'm going to call up the Free Press with a whole bunch of phony stories and see if I can sell them to them. Because this is total BS. Ask her that.
I'm going to prove your point, Andy. This morning in Tim Hortons, I took the ad and I crumpled it up and began throwing it away. And many patrons said, hey, what are you doing? You're throwing the front page of the Free Press away. They knew exactly what they were doing. And it's a lie. It was a misleading lie, and they should be ashamed of themselves.
A lot of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of confusion, frustration, cynicism as we approach Election Day in London West, 2 days away. London West, of course, and four other areas of the province where they will be voting on Thursday in a by-election. Five by-elections. Some interesting predictions earlier this morning on how the Liberals are going to take a beating in London West, in Windsor, and possibly one or two of the other ridings. Here in London, we're debating three issues this morning. We're calling on a number of our callers, have asked for Ali Chabar, the Tory candidate, to be very clear about his stance on Sharia law, given his wife and her stance on Israel and on Sharia law. So we're going after all the parties this morning. The Tory party for Ali Chabar to come clean on the issue of Sharia law. The NDP, we have talked to their leader, Andrea Horvath, about an ad which we think is, terribly misleading in the London Free Press this morning. We're also going after the London Free Press for wrapping their Free Press in that NDP ad, especially 2 days before this tight election race vote. And then a third issue, going after the Liberals on the issue of trust, I want to share with you a little later on this half hour the blistering comments of Stephen LeDrew in his conversation with Steve Garrison this morning about whether you can even trust a Liberal today in Ontario. So those are some of the issues that are on the table this morning. The lines are smoking, as they say. John, Bob, and Maria, we're going to get to all of you. Let's start with John. John, go ahead.
Good morning, Andy. How are you today?
We're good.
Good. I just would wish, if Mr. Jabbar contacts you, I don't think he will, but if he does, if you could just ask why he was so busy Sunday that he couldn't attend the parade that everyone else was at.
The Gay Pride Parade?
Yes.
We also plan to ask him, apparently he skipped out on an interview this morning with Network Radio. We're interested on why he didn't go ahead with that particular interview. So, okay,
well,
I will
ask. Okay, Andy, myself, I had the NDP call me and at my home, and I spoke to them, and I said, you know what, I know I'm going to waste my vote, but I'm definitely now going to vote for Al Gretzky.
Okay.
I think he's the only guy that has any sort of credibility.
Is it a matter of voting for the Freedom Party, or is it a matter of voting against the other three?
Well, I think, you know, I think Four. That what we have to look at now is credibility, truth, honesty. And I'll be honest with you, he's the only one I can say that I think has any sort of credibility, honesty, and that's where my vote's going.
When I look at the face of Andrea Horvath, I think one of the reasons why she is the most popular leader of the parties is people have a real sense that she is being honest. So that's why when I talked to her this morning, I suggested that this ad is doing damage to her reputation, because while technically correct, the ad is misleading. John, appreciate the call. Let's go to Bob, Maria, and then Mark. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, good morning. I called because I was at the debate at the Oak Ridge Presbyterian. I just wanted to make a comment on what Bob meant. But before that, I wanted to say that I'm not a supporter of Ali Jabbar. I'm not a supporter of any of the candidates at this point, really. And I think that NDP article this morning did them more harm than good. But anyway, what I wanted to say was that Ali Jabbar did address the question of Sharia law. And I remember very clearly him saying, because it's a hot topic, I remember him very clearly saying that he supports Canadian law. And then someone said, well, what do you think about this organization? And I didn't recognize the organization. Turned around and said he didn't recognize the organization. That he was born in London, he was raised in London, educated in London, and he supports Canadian law. So I think it's kind of a low blow to bring up this issue.
Okay. I think we're losing you there, Bob. So a low blow to be asking Ali Jabbar how he feels about the Sharia law. I could read again the section from the email from the Freedom Party about why they're asking for that, but I did that fairly recently this morning, so I'm going to leave that for some time, unless you specifically want to know why the Freedom Party is asking this question. Maria, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm truly sick and tired of the Sharia law. I don't agree with all these anti-Semitic views. And when I get home, I'm going to be taking down Ali Shabar's sign down. I'm sick and tired. I'm sick of Shabbar. And, you know, I was at that debate, and he did say he believed in Canadian law. What is this Sharia law? What is this all of a sudden? Anyways, he's a hypocrite, and I don't agree. Thank you for taking...
Okay, so you don't believe him when he says he believes in Canadian law and no other laws? Okay, Maria's left. Okay, Mark, go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Sandy, first of all, I'd like to address what I think your first caller that you took said. I think his name was John. A vote for the Freedom Party is not a waste of your vote. You know, the three big parties have destroyed the province of Ontario over the last 20 to 30 years, and it's time for a change. The Liberals have ruined Ontario. The NDP have supported them and want to give our hard-earned money to the people who don't deserve it or don't want to earn it. And the PC, they have no clue what they're going to do. And Ali Jabbar will join whatever party he thinks will get him elected into office. I really think it's time for people to do a little bit of research apart from just reading what's in the free press, which can't be trusted either, and look at the issues that need to be taken care of in Ontario. The Freedom Party vote is not a waste of your vote. It is a refreshing vote that might actually do some good for this province.
You know, Mark, I'm one of the people who calls this show on a regular basis, and he's a caller. I get a lot of email about saying, who is this guy? Because he is really making sense, and that's Bob Metz with the Freedom Party.
Bob Metz is inspirational to me. I listen to his show on CHW every week. The Freedom Party is not a new fringe party that's just showing up. They've been here since the 80s. They're actually responsible for some of the really good things that have taken place in Ontario. And people are too stupid to do any research outside the three big parties, because either if their party gets voted in, it's there's something in it for them, like teachers and the Liberals, unions and the NDP, and the PC, you know, they're lucky enough just to get voted in. So
I think we're going to be surprised at how well Al Gretzky does in London West.
He got 25,000 votes the last time he ran, and, you know, people just need to take a little bit more time and do their research before saying, oh, well, it's a waste of my vote. I'm just going to vote for a Freedom Party because I don't want to vote for the other one.
Okay, so then I'm going to put you to your own test. Why do you say Ali Chabar will run for any party?
Well, Ali Chabar is known for switching his views and switching parties.
You know, Mark, let me jump in and I'm not trying to defend him, believe me, because I'm going after him on the Sharia law issue. But on the issue of which party he belongs to, you know, that story got a lot of publicity about him having being a liberal, a card-carrying liberal for a time. He worked in a law firm in which Doug Ferguson was the liberal candidate at that time. Doug Ferguson was running. And there is pressure in an office to, hey, come on out to this meeting and support your fellow lawyer. And if you're not associated with any particular party, buy a membership. That was a very temporary situation. And personally, I don't have a problem with people evolving over the years if they're with one party, you know, and then 10 years later they join another party. Circumstances change. I think it's foolish to stick with one party all your life, no matter what they stand for. That being said, that's an entirely different story than Ken Coran, who bashes the Liberals for a whole year and hates them so much he then joins them. That, you know, just because they had a change in leadership, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, and like I just want to clear something up too. Al Gretzky, you know, has done that in the past too, and it's not totally bad for someone to change what they believe in when they've learned new information over the years.
Right, and so I personally, and you can do what you want. I don't think it was a big deal that Ali Chabar was, you know, supported his colleague at the law firm.
At all. I just think because there's so much ambiguity surrounding Ali Chabar that it's turned off my choice.
Sure. Well, Mark, I should tell you that we're going to be talking to Ali Chabar in just a moment, okay?
So Well, have a good day.
I'll be asking all those questions, so make sure to stay tuned. Before we get to Ali Chabar, Gwyneth has been waiting patiently. Go ahead, Gwyneth.
Yeah, well, I hope before people cast their vote, they really have a good look at all these parties that we're hearing about this morning and consider voting for who I voted for, and I took a friend with me, too, and that's Al Gretzky. I listen to Bob Metz. He makes a lot of sense. In fact, I was a member of the Freedom Party, and I'm going to go back to it because the others quite truthfully disgust me. They really do.
Okay, let's take them one at a time. Why not the NDP?
Well, I'm not... I'm a conservative. I'm not going to even consider them, okay?
Okay, what did you think of the ad in which the
free press... Well, I blame the free press, really. But, I mean, I think that Andrea Horvath remarked, we'll do anything to win. She took lessons from the Liberal Party, obviously, you know? And this business with Chabar, I'm sorry, I will agree that this... That Liberal support, it was really not that important. But what's come up now really bothers me, really does.
Okay.
And I'm not surprised.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Gwyneth. We are now joined by Ali Chabar. Hi, Ali.
Andy, how are you?
I appreciate you joining us. How's your blood pressure 2 days before the by-election?
Well, even, you know, it's all the candidates might say the same. It's, you know, 2 days out. It's silly season happens sometimes. So
I've got several issues I want to talk to you about, and we're having a lively debate this morning on all of them. First of all,
that's why I'm on the phone with you.
I really appreciate your calling. Let's start with the NDP ad this morning. I picked up the Free Press, and I thought this was a new poll. NDP on top, 36%. The PC's trailing by 6%. The Liberals trailing by another 6%. And I thought, holy smokes, did I miss that? Or is that a new poll that came out last night? And then I was shocked to read that this was not a poll at all in the sense of what the standings were, but a poll which is 8 to 10 days old reflecting the NDP increasing their support from earlier. What was your reaction when you saw the ad in the Free Press?
Well, you see, Andy, you said that you were shocked. I wasn't, because I expect with the NDP that they'll do or say anything they need to do to give them a chance to win this thing. So was I shocked? No. I mean, was I surprised when I saw it? Yeah. But at the end of the day,
You know, we have a party here with the NDP provincially and in London West that will do or say or insinuate anything they can in order to try to give them an edge. Well, we all know the facts. We all know the truth. We all know what reality is, and there seems to be a disconnect with reality right here.
Okay. Stephen LeDrew this morning, talking about the Liberals. Let's go around the horn. Stephen LeDrew, the past president of the Federal Liberal Party, I couldn't believe his blistering comments suggesting that in Ontario, Howe, after the regime of Dalton McGuinty and how they handled the gas plant fiasco alone, could you possibly vote Liberal? This is from Stephen LeDrew. I'm going to be playing the comments in a few moments. Your thoughts?
I haven't seen or read the comments yet, but again, doesn't surprise me. You look at what happened yesterday, the revelations with the, you know, those emails that said that they tried to, the Liberals tried to influence the Speaker of the legislature. I mean, you got to be kidding me. They are actually trying to exert influence and pressure on the Speaker of the legislature. So I think even diehard Liberals, I mean, if Stephen LeDrew is saying something to that effect, Andy, you got to believe that, you know, even the most diehard, ardent, dyed-in-the-wool red Liberals are starting to, you know, have a crisis of faith here, because it stinks. It really does stink.
Well, the story this morning about trying to influence the Speaker of the House on the gas plant fiasco shows how politically explosive that issue was, and the Liberals knew it.
Well, absolutely, they knew it. I mean, we often say as a cliche that it's in black and white. Well, we have it in black and white. It's in an email. I mean, it's irrefutable. I mean, anybody can go and take a look at the thing. I mean, they're trying to exert influence over the Speaker of the legislature. It just speaks to the desperation of the Liberal Party and what they were, the lengths that they would go to try to cling to power. And, I mean, you need to look no further, Andy, than, you know, the NDP came with a laundry list of budget goodies, and they said, we want A, B, C, and D, and they gave them A, B, C, D, and then a little bit more. They were desperate to cling to power, and we're seeing some desperate acts in the final days of this campaign.
Well, and here's another one, and it pertains to you in particular, an email from the Freedom Party. Let me read it to you. I'll try to get through it as quickly as we can. Ali Chabar, this is from Paul McKeever. Ali Chabar has made it his habit to point out to voters that he is married to London lawyer Rasha Al-Tawal. But voters have expressed concern to me. Nobody has told the voting public that Ms. Al-Tawil is the same Rasha Al-Tawil who was president of the anti-Israeli campus group Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights when she was at the University of Western Ontario. There is concern that the voting public is not being told that in that capacity she and her group erected an offensive anti-Israeli apartheid wall at the university's student care in November of 2004, for which the group lost its status with the university. He goes on to say that Mr. Tabar's choice to run as a PC candidate in London West, not based on any particular sympathy for conservatism, but upon a desire to win a seat under any banner in Ontario's legislature where he might pursue or side with anti-Israeli policies that are frequently associated with anti-Semitic calls for boycotts in Israel, or with sympathies for or indifference to those who advocate the implementation of Sharia law. When I read that earlier this morning, in fact, I had Paul McKeever on the air, we immediately got a number of angry calls wanting you to clarify your position on these two issues, Israel and Sharia law. Here's your opportunity.
Well, I mean, that's why I'm calling in, Andy. First and foremost, patently ridiculous. In a word, pathetic, to be honest with you. To say that, to bring my wife or any other candidate's spouse into the discussion, speaks to me, at least, it speaks of desperation. I mean, you want to talk about the issues, let's talk about the issues. You want to talk about healthcare and education and jobs and energy and all of those things, let's have that conversation. But you know what? I'm on the phone with you. Let's talk about Sharia law. I am on the record having stated, I mean, we had a debate at Oak Ridge last week, and I get this question from time to time. I am on the record saying that we live in Canada, and therefore the only law that should ever govern Canada is Canadian-made law. That is law that's made by the Parliament, that is law that's made by the Ontario Legislature, or that's law that's made by City Hall. Sharia law or any other type of law that is not made by Canadian legislators or by the courts should not govern this country. I don't know if I can be any more clear than I am right now. And for anybody or any party or any individual to suggest otherwise and try to do this smear campaign 2 days out before an election, it's just ridiculous. And I don't know if you get the sense that I'm upset here, Andy, but I am. I mean, I love this country with everything that I have. I was born and raised in this country. I am an ardent patriot. And for anybody to suggest that I have some you know, some ulterior motive or some, you know, that to bring in some. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, I don't know if I can be any more clear than that, Andy. But if anybody out there is, you know, thinking about, well, what's Ali saying? That's the truth. Canadian law in this country. That's it. Nothing else.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you clarifying that. You understand that given the recent publicity about Aaron Yoon and so many stories, the Boston Marathon explosion, so many stories almost weekly, if not daily at times, that this is a very real concern that people have about the Islamic agenda, and especially with the connections to some of the graduates from South High School, Aaron Yoon and so on. That's the reason that they're asking questions. So that's why, again, I want to give you the opportunity to be crystal clear on this particular issue and this concern.
Can I be any more clear than the only law that should govern Canada is Canadian aid law, not Sharia law, not any other type of law. It is Canadian law made by Canadian elected legislators at the federal, provincial, and municipal level. That is it. So, you know, I don't think I can be any more clear, or to use your words, crystal clear in terms of my position there. So if there is, I mean, you know, if people have questions, that is absolutely their right to ask any questions that they have, and they can, you know, they can ask them to me individually or through the campaign office or on this radio show or any other means. But, you know, I can't be more clear than I am right now.
Terrific. We have 2 minutes left. Ali Jabbar, this is your opportunity to address what voters in London West should focus on as they step into the voting booth on Thursday.
Thanks, Andy. Listen, this is a symbolic election. This is an election about where we want to take this province, where we want to take this city. And at the end of the day, you can't vote for the Liberals because of the obvious reasons, whether we're talking about the gas plant scandal, the diluted chemotherapy scandal, the orange ambulance scandal, the e-health scandal. Do you see a theme emerging, Andy? Scandal, right? This is the new norm for the Liberal Party. You can't vote for them this time. You have to send that symbolic message. And you can't vote for the NDP because they prop them up. You know, they talk a good game in the morning, and they you know, they try to hold this Liberal government and say, well, they're corrupt and they're wasted incompetence and mismanagement. But then in the afternoon, they vote in favor of them. You can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. This is an election where we have to send the message to the Liberals, and we have to send a message to the NDP. And a vote for the Liberals is a vote for the NDP, and a vote for the NDP is a vote for the Liberals. It's as clear cut as that. If you want to send that message in this by-election, you have to vote for the PC party. You have to vote for Ali Jabbar. Otherwise, you are sanctioning bad behavior. End result.
Okay, just so you know, I would be a hypocrite if I did not share this with our listeners. I think when you vote on Thursday, it's as simple as ABC, anybody but Quran. After the performance of this government, and I'm going to get to those comments from Stephen LeDrew, anybody but the Liberals. It is a scandal what we have seen in Ontario. We've taken Ontario from the heights, and we're now sliding into the sewer thanks to this government. Ellie, I appreciate your call and clarifying your position on all of those issues.
Thanks, Andy.
Okay, appreciate it. 11 o'clock news coming up next.